Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with Ray Allen. I love our music. We could play it for the whole hour. Original music composed by our friend Christophan, a young German composer who I met in Portugal, and he agreed to do our music, so it's unique to the Buckmaster Show. Ray Allen on the other side of the glass, Ray engineering and producing the show for us on this Tuesday, October the 3rd. Hope the week is off to a pretty good start for you. We're going to go right to Washington, D.C., and our Buckmaster Show contributor on the nation's capital. Terry Bracey is with us, and Terry's had a very long career in D.C. Terry has been asked by three presidents of both parties to serve in appointed positions most recently. He's been involved with many things, including the Secretary of Transportation, where he was the Assistant Secretary of Transportation. He is senior partner in Bracey, Tucker, Brown, and Valenzano, which represents the city of Tucson and has done so for quite a while. Terry, how are you?
Bill, I'm sad, but I'm great. This thing in Las Vegas has just sickened everybody, and I'm among them. I'm afraid my anger shows itself, you know, when we keep, you know, repeating the violence and it just gets worse.
Yeah, it's funny you bring that up right at the top, because Shelley would be on it. 12:20. We're just talking here in studio. He's with me in studio, and we're just saying how drained we both feel today. I mean, to start the week off with just that really horrible news. And I've got, as you know, Terry, connections to Las Vegas. I spent 5 years with NBC Radio News there in the 70s, and I'm a member of the Nevada Broadcast Hall of Fame. I've got media friends there. So this is really, this has bothered me a lot.
I bet.
Anyway, on a happier note, one thing that doesn't bother me, the Chicago Cubs.
Your Cubbies.
Yeah, the Cubs are doing well. And, we've been talking, you and your Washington Nationals, that it might all come together, and it's going to happen.
And I'm going to be at the game Saturday. It starts Friday. Mm-hmm. That is going to be a really good series, and the clubs are evenly matched, and it's just going to be whoever gets the right hit at the right time and who gets the best pitching, I think. It's a very even series, and lurking beyond that, I think the real sleeper in this thing is the Diamondbacks.
Mm.
If they win their wild card game, they beat the Rockies, they have to do that. If they get in it, I can see the Diamondbacks beating the Dodgers. I really can.
Wow, it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Terry, let's talk a little bit about, here we are now about 8 months into the Trump presidency. Most of the critics are baffled by his strategy. He hasn't really had a single big policy victory in Congress. I know there are a lot of hope for a tax cut reform. And things seem to be, I don't know, do you think they're going downhill for him? Or what is your insight into the president's strategy to kind of turn this thing around and get some legislative victories under his belt?
Well, Bill, for me, there's really only one explanation for the president's behavior. President Trump doesn't have any, governing strategy as all modern presidents have. And maybe it's because he had no prior experience in government, so he didn't know what to do. And he has fallen back on an approach where he's been very successful, which is media strategy. And if you look at the way Trump is acting and you look at the way he moves, he is his whole strategy is a media strategy, and it's there in plain sight, and everybody's missing it. So yeah. If you want to know what he's going to do, just figure out how he's going to get the next headline, and you've got it.
I was just going to say, before we get to the, I want to ask you more about that media and the press strategy, but you know, the very fact that he is so, that he's taken this completely different approach and doesn't really have any governing strategy has appealed to his particular base, hasn't it?
Well, yeah, it has, but it's not doing the country any good.
You know, getting back to the media, that, and you say that he certainly cares. I guess he cares about the press because he's got this kind of this media strategy. But the press has certainly not been kind to him, correct?
Well, exactly. But Trump believes that all press is good. I mean, it's clear. Just spelled the name correctly. His whole strategy, as far as I can tell, is control the headlines. The more outrageous he is, the more attention he gets. When he sees a bad story coming, he cleverly changes the subject. He overrides a Puerto Rican tragedy and complaints about his handling of that by an attack on NFL players over the anthem. And his tweets stir up his base, and they side with him in the polls, even though he's cut a deal with the Democrats and done other things which, if they clearly understood, they wouldn't like.
So do you think this is a sustainable approach for 4 years? Doesn't he have to actually get that, at least, as I was saying, a major legislative victory under his belt?
Well, the question is, what is reality? Part of his media strategy is really to create his own reality. So everything's going great. The mayor of San Juan is useless. I'm the only one producing relief, and everything's going great. He regularly states that his administration has achieved more than any other in such a short period. Well, that's plainly false. But the more he says it, Bill, the more maybe people believe it. So it's his reality he's imposing in this media era.
So do you think he sees himself as basically a one-man government?
I do. Unfortunately so. There's a real growing body of evidence to suggest just that. Secretary Tillerson says in a press conference in China, for example, that diplomatic efforts are underway with North Korea. That gets a lot of headlines. And then the next day, the president denies everything Tillerson said. Another case, all his top aides come out, stick their necks out to say, cover him, to say that the firing of FBI Director Comey had nothing to do with the Russia investigation. Having said that, then the next day, President Trump makes them all liars by stating that Comey's firing was because of the Russia investigation.
Well,
reputations are ruined, but apparently the president doesn't care.
Well, it certainly garners headlines, doesn't it?
It does indeed, I'll tell you. I guess the most dangerous place for a cabinet member now is to be between the president and a camera. You can count on it. If you get in his way, If you get a headline, it's going to get stepped on.
What about the firing of Secretary Price for traveling in private aircraft?
Well, I thought that was an interesting ploy. The truth of the matter is that the president was angry with Secretary Price because he could not muster the votes to pass their medical bill. And he thought that Price really flubbed it, and so on. So along come these headlines about Price using private aircraft and maybe overspending his budget on travel. And all of a sudden, the president's got a good populist reason to fire him, and he does. So, what he really fired him for was because he didn't think he did a good job on the medical care bill, but in fact he came up with this populist reason that he's wasting money and living the high life.
So are there still quite a few appointments that the president has not filled at this point, 8 months into the presidency?
Yes, it's part of this I am the government syndrome. I think there's still more than 400 cabinet and sub-cabinet level appointments that haven't been made. And from the reports that are coming in with substantial exceptions to this, because there are some really good people that have gotten in there, but many of them are just incompetent. They have no experience, and their one benefit is their loyalty to the president.
So you think anything will get done here on tax reform?
Well, I had lunch this week with a top leadership aide, to be unnamed,
okay.
And he said that he thought that this was a two-year bill, that the further you got into the tax reform area, the more complicated it became. He pointed to the 1986 Tax Act, and he talked about how that President Reagan and Senator Bradley and others put together a huge coalition to do it, but it took 2.5 years to do. The idea that they could just sweep this thing through, he thought, was completely ridiculous. So that was a Republican leadership guy talking. But you know what's interesting to me, Bill, is as you see President Trump, he deserves his own style. I'll give him that. He won the job. But it's really painful to see what he's doing to the reputations of people who work for him. Whose reputation has improved over that time? And you wonder, why did they go in government then? And, you know, the answer is that most people take appointments because they believe in things and want to serve the country. But once they're in, they get charged up with this adrenaline of power and celebrity. You know, they're surrounded by aides and perks, and all of a sudden they're a lot more important than they were. It's a very hard life to leave.
Terry, I'm going to have to run and leave it right there. Thank you very much. And
okay, Bill.
We'll have fun. I'm sure you'll have fun watching the Cubs and the Nationals this weekend. Thanks, Terry.
All right.
All right.
The Nats.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport, with 6 airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections. I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects helping make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient, and improve mobility leads to a better economy and new jobs through the increased flow of people, goods, and services. More efficient access gets us to where we want to go faster, and that means more time for family. Working together for a better future, more at rtamobility.com.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about. transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from top national columnists, plus Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up on Wednesday, our monthly showdown featuring commentators David Morales and Joseph Morgan and David Safir. Tucson Weekly Education writer joins us as well tomorrow on Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice, with live streaming, podcasts, and show archive on my website, buckmastershow.com.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And we like to consult every Tuesday at about 12:20 with Shelley Fishman, because we get all sorts of very good information. Shelley, how are you, sir?
I'm very well today, Bill. Of course, saddened by the events in Las Vegas.
Oh, yes. It's just, it's really put a pall, I think, over a lot of
people. I think Terry got it exactly right. You know, it drains you of energy.
Draining.
And it's so perplexing. It's so hard to figure out.
Yeah.
And especially if there's, and eventually we're going to determine what the motive was.
But right now,
in this particular case,
no one has any
to
idea.
The fore.
I know. But the markets seem to be
ignoring
on
it.
A roll. They ignored what happened in Las Vegas, which is kind of unusual.
Yeah, they've ignored the hurricanes. They've ignored Vegas. They've ignored what's going on in Asia.
What
in
the world is going on with the markets?
Why still,
the steamroller?
You know, I hate to be fixated on an idea that is not perhaps proving to be correct. But I still believe that the markets, which are, in terms of their fundamentals, not necessarily way out of whack, but I really believe that the markets believe that somehow this administration and this Congress is going to pull off a miracle and revise taxes in such a way that at least on the business side of things, there will be some substantial, non-trivial tax relief, and on the infrastructure side of things, they will figure out how to invest hundreds of billions of dollars in what is really sorely needed in our infrastructure.
When you go to a financial advisor, should you expect that advisor to kind of stay away from politics and
you asked the question.
Just, you know, play it down the middle, and you're hiring someone basically to go over your financial situation. don't necessarily want to hear.
So let me give you my recorded announcement. My recorded announcement is that making money for my clients is neither a Republican or a Democratic thing to do. It's neither a leftist or a rightist thing to do. It's what we as advisors try to do best for our clients. That said, what I just said is full of nonsense. Okay. And the reason is this, Bill. We all live in something of a vacuum, something of a bubble, you know, some set of resources that we look to for guidance and for information. And it is very difficult to, you know, in these days to find information that is not necessarily skewed. So, for instance, when somebody comes into my office and they talk a little bit about what their preferences are and what their risk tolerance is and all of that. One of the things that might come up is, are there any kinds of stocks or bonds or any kinds of issues that they don't want to invest in? And, you know, perhaps companies in the energy sector or companies in the military sector that defense industry that they just don't want to invest
sure.
in or perhaps want to invest in.
Right.
And that will give you a key. Some sort of clue as to where they are politically. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't really care where they are politically, but should they care where I am politically,
right,
or where
right.
their advisor is? Well, you know, if they're going to kind of rely on my advice, they need to know that my advice is based on more than just what I want it to be. In other words, the truthiness of what I might want to see in this economy or what I am observing should not count. What should count is hard-nosed, sent down the middle kind of analysis
right.
that says, just because I think that this president might be the best thing that we've ever had and it's going to make the economy go bonkers,
mm-hmm.
I shouldn't be basing my advice to clients based upon that kind of predetermined wish of what the outcome will be. And by the way, the flip side of that might be true,
of course,
as well. So, you know, what makes me think that I can help a client in a rational way make decisions about their investments if I am trying real hard not to let politics enter it? The other side of that, Bill, is there may be clients who really want to know what my politics are so that they can relate to me better,
mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. try to have discussions that put them at ease about the kinds of recommendations I'm making. And, you know, I've had, as I think you mm-hmm. know, I've brought a partner into my practice, and mm-hmm. over the next couple of years, I'll be kind of migrating my practice to that partner and retiring, hopefully. The partner I've brought in, if you just sat us next to each other, you would look at us and say, these guys are Mutt and Jeff. I mean, these are two completely different kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
And we are very different, and I suspect our politics are very different.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. But the interesting thing is I've had some of my clients instantly want to know what the politics of my new partner are.
Huh.
And
wow.
I've had one or two clients, you know, said to me, well, if he voted for this person, then I don't want to do business with that person, and I'll find a new advisor when you're ready to actually retire.
Wow.
That surprised me, but it got me thinking about this whole topic and how we as advisors need to kind of walk this middle ground at the same time being sensitive to the fact that it may really be important to some of our clients to know how we feel about some of these things.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting point. And, you know, that's what I try to do on this radio program. I try to walk that
sure.
middle ground, and because I want people to make up their own minds, and I want to present information and, let the folks, let them decide.
Right.
Right.
And what has just come to my mind mm-hmm. is how easy it is for an analyst to skew the data or use data that may be simply supportive of their preconceived notions of what the outcome should be. I was at a conference on Tuesday evening where an investment company was presenting data that I knew to be unreliable and skewed in one direction. And I sat there thinking, well, if I believe the forecasts that this company was coming out with, and I invested in their products or had my clients invest mm-hmm. in their products because of the results, the outcomes that they were presenting, that I would not be doing my clients necessarily a favor because I would not be looking at a full picture. When I listen to economists, when I'm getting advice from people who I trust to know these things, I'm looking for a balanced perspective.
Right.
And very often you just won't know. So I went to this company's website to see if there was anything on the website that would indicate that they had a certain
mm-hmm.
you know,
bent
one way or the other.
Bent,
yeah. Right. And there's nothing there to indicate it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, unless you sat down with their CEO or their chief economist, you wouldn't know that the stuff that they were recommending was based upon information that you might yourself find questionable.
All right. Shelley Fishman, Certified Financial Planner. You can find out more about Shelley by going to buckmastershow.com. It's a great resource. We've got all of our fine sponsors, links to all of them there, and we've got all of our programs there, bios on all of our contributors.
Yes,
buckmastershow.com. Shelley, have a great week.
You too, Bill.
All right.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Tucson now has its own Creole restaurant, named after the classic New Orleans cocktail. Sazerac Creole Kitchen and Cocktail Parlor is located in St. Phillips Plaza at River and Campbell. The New Orleans-inspired menu includes a full range of gumbos and much-loved beignets. See you soon at Sazerac, open daily, 8 a.m. to midnight at St. Phillips Plaza.
Since 1944, the Humane Society of Southern Arizona has helped over 1 million pets in Southern Arizona. I'm Richard Carmona, 17th Surgeon General of the United States and Distinguished Professor at the University of Arizona. Join me in supporting the Humane Society of Southern Arizona in their effort to build a new animal welfare center. Keeping the pets in our community safe and healthy helps ensure that our community as a whole is safe and healthy. Please donate now, because we are all in this together.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here. Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
What comes to mind when you envision the holidays? If it means surrounding yourself with family and friends as you welcome treasured traditions, just imagine if those moments were paired with sinking your toes in fine white sand and exploring quaint seaside towns. This winter, spend your holiday with a sense of adventure on a family reunion vacation. At Bon Voyage, we specialize in bringing generations together through travel. This is the perfect time to plan. Call Bon Voyage Travel at 797-1110.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques? It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Viro Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. This portion of our program is presented by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Makes a great getaway. It's only about a three-hour drive over there, and this is a perfect time of year when it's about 100 degrees, which it's going to be. I wish that wasn't the case so late in the year, but it's about 15 degrees cooler over in Silver City because they have that nice kind of mile-high elevation over 5,500 feet. Please go to southwestnewmexico.org. They've got the full listing of the many great places to stay and the many recreation opportunities. A lot of fun coming up this weekend. It's really for an important cause. It's Team Red, White, and Blue, the Old Glory Relay. This is the fourth annual that the Team Red, White, and Blue Old Glory Relay has been taking place, and it's going to happen Saturday and Sunday, and it's coming through Tucson. Jerry Guzman is with us, and Diane DeLeon Crane. Hi, Diane. How are you?
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having us.
And Jerry, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Will.
You've been involved, Jerry, you were telling me, since this is the fourth year. You're kind of from the inception of this, right?
Well, actually, yes. I've heard of it prior to last year, before we came to Tucson. So last year, when actually we came through here, we were very excited and got an opportunity to be involved and run and see what that community involvement was all about.
Diane, tell us about what this is all about in a nutshell.
The Old Glory Relay is a annual fundraising event through Team Red, White, and Blue, sponsored by Microsoft, Starbucks, and Westfield Malls. There's some other big sponsors. If you go to oldgloryrelay.org, you'll see their sponsors. And basically, it is taking one American flag, 4,600 miles across 62 days. It's going to be ending in Tampa, Florida on Veterans Day. And this is the second year in a row it's going to be coming through Tucson.
So 62 days the flag has been moving across the country.
Continuously, yes. We started in Seattle on September 11th, and we traveled south through Oregon, California. It left San Diego, I think, yesterday, and it's right now making that trek. It's on its way to Yuma.
Speaking of 100 degrees, tack on another 5 or 10 over there right now where Old Glory, hope Old Glory doesn't fade too much in that hot desert sun. So when Old Glory gets to Tucson Saturday and Sunday, what is going to happen, Jerry?
Well, what's going to happen is we're actually going to receive it on Saturday morning from the Phoenix chapter in Marana. And so we will start our kickoff, the Tucson chapter, and then we'll go through Oro Valley, down Oracle, and then through the U of A. We'll end at American Legion Post 7. So we're going to have some stops where we're going to visit some veteran homes, communities, and where the community can kind of cheer us on. So, and we have a lot of participants, some members, some non-members, that we just want to come out and then help us carry our glory through Tucson.
You're a veteran yourself. Tell us about your background.
I am an Army veteran. I served 21 years in the Army.
Thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. And so when I got out, that's how I got involved in Team RWV. I moved to Tucson. I'm originally from California, so I didn't have any family, but I like being active and doing good things. So when Team RWV was introduced to me 4.5 years ago, it was a perfect fit.
How many veterans is this are benefiting, do you think, from this, Diane, with this fundraiser?
Well, Team RWV has about 100,000 members that span across the United States and most major installations around the world. It's a way to help veterans who are transitioning out into civilian life have the camaraderie and the support system that they need as they go through that transition into civilian life. Many veterans, a lot of them travel, they do a lot of moving around. A lot of them end up in places that they have no family or friends. And so Team RWV was founded about 8 years ago to help the veteran community feel connected to the local communities around where they live.
Can this help them with getting some employment leads as well?
It's anything. It's all the positive aspects of networking. Mm-hmm. So as you meet people, in the community, as you get to make friends with people, of course, it helps you with employment. It helps you with housing. It helps you with health care. Anything you can imagine once you get connected to people in the community.
Jerry, some of the problems that veterans run into, what have you found in your experience?
In my experience.
In the transition process.
In my experience, I think when I first joined RWB, I'm like most people, mm-hmm. And I kind of am, I'm hesitant. You know, I don't know these people. Even though right. they're veterans, I'm hesitant. I still don't know them. I'm out. So I think that hesitation, that isolation that people, that veterans may get, is something that's preventing them from reaching out. And so it's very important, and I always tell people, just come out to an event. I think engaging with other veterans is very important, and engaging with other civilians that are non-veterans, because you don't have to be a veteran to be part of this organization. So
right.
there's a lot of civilians that are very supportive of veteran causes, and this allows them to not only meet fellow veterans but fellow civilians that support veterans. So that's what we wanted for them to do, is to interact with both and re-engage into the communities.
Diane, is there a way we can get involved? How can Tucsonans get involved this weekend? Should they go to the website, oldgloryrelay.org? Is that a good place, or where?
Actually, if you go to oldgloryrelay.org mm-hmm. To get involved, if you want to participate on Saturday,
right.
you can email me, and I can give you my email address. It's diane.deleon@teamrwb.org, and I can let you know where we're going to be at certain times along the route. We are going to be at the Sunflower Retirement Retirement Community Center at 10:30. That's going to be at Twin Peaks and Coachline. We are going to be at the Oral Valley Library at approximately 1:30. And then we are going to be at the American Legion Post 7 at about 5 o'clock.
That's on Saturday.
On Saturday, and that's on Franklin. And then for people that are early birds, we are doing Reveille at sunrise in front of the U of A's Old Main. And we're going to kick off Sunday.
That's like 6:30 in the morning.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Right. It doesn't get out of our system.
I guess so. There you go. Diane, do you come from a military family?
No, I don't. My husband is a retired Army. Mm-hmm. He actually is a medically retired. He was disabled in Iraq in 2010.
Okay.
Through his struggles... we discovered Team RWB. We both were looking for camaraderie. We were looking for a healthy way to manage depression, post-traumatic stress, And Team RWB was basically an answer to a lot of things that we were looking for.
Right.
And it's actually a very simplistic grassroots effort. It's basically meeting up at a park. It's a lot of power walking, a lot of jogging. We go on hikes. We do yoga, rock climbing. A
lot of interaction.
Yes.
A lot of interaction through physical fitness and social activities.
That's great because veterans, Jerry, as you know, have so many issues with depression and it's a crime, the suicide rate among veterans. It's horrible.
It really is, and I think that's why it's so important for us to get involved and for veterans just to come out here and be involved, because I constantly talk to people that tell me, you know, I have a friend that's a veteran, they're going through a struggle.
Right.
I said, bring them out.
Bring them out. Come out this weekend. All right, Jerry and Diane, thank you both for sharing your stories.
Thank you very
much. And again, oldgloryrelay.org, and it's Saturday and Sunday through Tucson. And we appreciate your support.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate
it. Thanks a lot. It's Team Red, White, and Blue, the Old Glory Relay, coming to Tucson this weekend. Jerry, thank you.
Thank you,
Bill. Okay.
What is Zauschneria? Come find out at Tonachule's Fall Plant Sale. Tonachule's Fall Plant Sale will have an extensive offering of both the typical and the unusual, from native, cold, hardy, and adopted plants from agaves to Zauschneria. Make plans to attend Saturday, October the 14th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday the 15th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The plant sale is located in the propagation area at 7211 Northern Avenue, the first street west of Ina and Oracle intersection. For more information, visit tonachule.org.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The Regional Transportation Authority is on track to deliver the remainder of the promised projects in the 20-year plan, now in its 11th year. A recent 10-year performance audit finds the RTA sticking to the plan and schedule. The RTA applauds our members and partners for helping us to stay on schedule and to improve our transportation network for everyone. Working together for a better future, more at rtamobility.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. The Twisted Tandoor, the legendary Indian food truck, now has a permanent brick-and-mortar home at Swan and Camp Lowell Drive. The menu expands on the popular Indian classic offerings from the original Twisted Tandoor food truck. The Twisted Tandoor, it's at 4660 East Camp Lowell Drive and on the web at thetwistedtandoor.com. Welcome back. This portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by Green Things, my favorite nursery. I try to do a little bit of gardening, especially this time of year. When it finally cools off, it'll be even better. 3384 East River Road by the Rito River Walk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Just west of the Brandy Fenton Park, it's a beautiful 13 acres loaded with everything you need for your gardening. Go to the website again, greenthingsaz.com, for their fine upcoming workshops that they have. And these are free for gardeners, usually on the weekend, usually 10 a.m., something like that. Let's welcome now Dr. Ray Woosley, former University of Arizona College of Medicine Dean, the creator of CPATH, which does so much in this town, Dr. Woosley, in getting pharmaceuticals that people need to the market in a very timely manner. Well, how many years ago was that that you put this thing together?
2005.
2005.
So 12 years, and yeah, it's really doing well. I tell people as soon as
is
I
got it making
out,
a difference?
It is. They have brought new ways to test medicine. So a lot of these new medicines that we're seeing coming out right now are there because the way
this targeted therapy and the stuff we're hearing about these new medicines.
Exactly. Yeah. But we didn't have a way to get those through the system. There was no process for targeted therapies at the FDA. So CPATH has created pathways for these innovative new products. I mean, the way we take medicines today is so different, and the way they needed to be regulated needed to be different. So CPATH created that neutral ground where the industry and the FDA could share how do we test these medicines best and quickest, and not take risk or not increase the risk that's always there.
And then a couple of years ago, you put together this very easy-to-use website, crediblemeds.org, because obviously, Dr. Woosley, you felt there was a need for people to, in a very easy fashion, type in the name of medication you're taking and find out if there's some possibly even deadly interactions with some of that medicine.
Exactly. And medicines are so important to everything we do, and they've made such an improvement in our lives, but they can be used wrongly, and they are, and they're oversold, they're overhyped, and people need a resource they can trust. And that's why we created the Credible Meds website, and that name is not an accident. We want it to be credible. We're not funded by the drug companies, and we think that's a very important reason why we can be credible.
So the drug companies don't have a big stake in Credible Meds.
They have no stake. In fact, yeah, the only time we hear from them is when we say something they didn't like about their medicines, which we often do.
By the way, happy birthday. You celebrated your birthday yesterday.
Thank you.
And you're a very young looking, and I won't even say how old you are.
No, let's not. I don't have enough Prozac for that.
Let's not go there. But anyway, this is a pretty big week. The FDA, the Federal Drug Administration, is going to be taking some action this week. And I thought we would go over some of these do's and don'ts of saving money on medicine and really these online pharmacies that people are hearing about on the web. What is the FDA doing right now?
Well, it's part of their Safe Medicines Program, such as we are. We're part of the FDA Safe Medicines Program because the cost of medicines is skyrocketing. And even old generic drugs are costing a fortune now. And if you've got a health plan that provides a drug benefit, maybe you're saving a lot of money, but the copays are going up. And so people are going to new sites to try to save money. So on our website, we have the do's and don'ts of trying to save money on your medicines. And there are some things that you can do, but going to online pharmacies has become a very dangerous place to go.
Are there a lot of them out there?
The FDA has already taken down 500 this
Whoa,
week.
Whoa, 500?
That are marketing counterfeits, substandard products, and dangerous products that either dangerous because they don't work, the pills are fake, or they're contaminated. So the FDA is taking down these 500, but we all know there'll be 400 tomorrow. It is so easy to put up things on the internet, but that's a start. And the FDA has a website where they give you advice on how to go to the internet, when you go to the internet, what online pharmacies might be there. Of all the 500, about half said they were Canadian. None were Canadian.
None were.
They were from, you know, the kind of places
sure.
they're from, the places that you can't trust and mm-hmm. shouldn't trust. Mm-hmm. So those,
the places that I sometimes get crank calls or trying to sell me something.
Exactly.
Those places.
Yeah,
and I tell them, I am on the no-call list with the federal government, and there is a very fast click
right.
on the other end. But that doesn't stop them.
Well,
They'll probably call back.
They call back over and over.
Okay, so none of these that were taken down were Canadian.
None were Canadian, and all of them were promoting or not even delivering the products that you thought you were buying. But if they did deliver them, they were counterfeits or subpotent, and they were dangerous. So,
and a lot of seniors have been using these sites, haven't they?
Exactly, because they have to save money. The average medicine today costs $11,000 for each medicine
Whoa.
A year. And that means most seniors take 4, 5, 6 medicines. So that's $50,000, $60,000 a year on a fixed income. So you have to save money so that you can afford to take your medicines.
Let's talk about saving money. How can we? What are some simple things to do?
Well, the biggest one is really to, when you get a prescription from your physician, ask, is there a generic available? Because the FDA...
Some people are afraid of generics. They shouldn't be,
should they? They really shouldn't be. Because those, if you're going to a good pharmacy, you know, a standard pharmacy, they will only buy FDA-approved generics.
Mm-hmm.
And these medicines have been tested to the exact same standard as the brand name. And studies after study have shown that they're just as good. So definitely ask if there's a generic you can take. Shop at a reputable pharmacy, obviously. Ask if there's a senior discount or if there's a discount on your medicines for members. Give them your phone number and get on their membership list. You'll save money. Ask your doctor if you could get a 3-month supply because
right.
usually you're paying a copay. And if you can get a 3-month supply, that's a couple months of copay you don't have to pay.
Coupons sometimes,
coupons.
Like from ARP and other organizations.
ARP has great coupons and it has a mail order pharmacy program that is second to none. So those resources are out there. If you are on a very expensive medicine and you're low income, you can petition the drug companies. They charge a lot for these medicines, but they will often give them to people who qualify at no cost.
And some of the don'ts here quickly.
Don't skip your medicines to save money. Don't split your pills. Don't order on the internet. Don't buy them in Mexico because we know that there many of those in Mexico are counterfeits. Don't waste your money on things that don't work, like dietary supplements and homeopathic remedies. We spend $3 billion a year on those drugs that don't work and don't do anything. So,
cutting your pills in half, talk to the physician and pharmacist
yeah.
before you do that.
You
try to carve them up yourself.
You can sometimes split pills, and there mm-hmm. are pill splitters,
mm-hmm.
but do that if you've checked with your physician to make sure that it's safe for that pill. And your pharmacist will often know that.
And don't take pills that are meant for somebody else.
Absolutely. Half the patients.
If the prescription says somebody else's name, not a good idea.
Not a good idea. Just because your other best buddy or your wife or husband tolerated that medicine, you may not.
How about expired medication?
Don't keep them. People will break into your home to get expired opiates, and that's a serious part of the problem today. We often go to the dentist. We get a 10-day supply, and we only take one or two. And those are sitting in your pharmacy, in your medicine cabinet like a bomb, ready to go off.
Don't throw them down the toilet either.
That either. Go to the...
It's going to get into the water supply and everything else, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, crazy.
We have Disposamed programs all over Pima County that are ready to help you dispose of those medicines.
CredibleMeds.org. That is something that we want you to do in our do's and don'ts.
Right.
Visit CredibleMeds.org. And find out, really, any interactions. That's the big thing.
Mm-hmm. Medicines that, and we now have on our website the ability to put in some background information about yourself. So the information doesn't say that this could happen. It now is starting to say it could happen to you because of something in your background. So we want you to be informed. We want you to be the most informed and most effective member of your healthcare team. So,
and you're not going to be sharing this information with other people.
No.
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 So, yeah.
It's perfectly.
People worry about that.
They do.
Yeah.
And it's all anonymous, and right. It's not shared with anyone.
Dr. Ray Woosley, happy birthday to you, my friend.
Bill, thank you.
Congratulations on CredibleMeds.org. We'll talk with Dr. Woosley next month. He's one of our fine contributors. 24 of them. BuckmasterShow.com has the full listing. Coming up this afternoon, Mike Shaw and Ray Allen get together. They do Mike Check from 4 to 5. Wake up Tucson tomorrow morning, and then the Buckmaster Show back with you, midweek edition. Till then, have a great afternoon and evening.